What do you make of NAPLAN testing? Would you like to see it scrapped? Because teachers in Queensland have been told to withdraw their children from NAPLAN because the Queensland Teachers Union is taking up the fight in regards to changing the test. On the line is Krista Richardson, the Queensland Teachers Union president. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What does your union think about NAPLAN?
Well, we've encouraged our members to consider withdrawing their children from NAPLAN for this year. It's really interesting because NAPLAN isn't a compulsory or mandatory test. So we've had a long-standing opposition to NAPLAN in its current form, and we've campaigned on it for some time, and this is just part of our continuing campaign.
What don't you like about it?
Well, look, it's not fit for purpose. So when NAPLAN first came out, it was a literacy and numeracy test. This was before the inception of the Australian curriculum. It's been around for 12 years with no real review or change. Things have changed in education in Australia in that time, and the Queensland Teachers Union is advocating for a more fit-for-purpose test that supports teachers to support students.
Is it that your teachers are having to spend hours and hours on end preparing the students for answering the questions of these tests when it's could be spent actually learning the curriculum?
I couldn't have said it any better myself, Ollie. That is exactly what it is. Every minute taken away from teaching kids an actual program that is aligned to the curriculum, where the teacher is long-term planning for student outcomes, any minute, any time taken away from that is a distraction.
It's obviously something as well that students and parents alike start to become quite anxious about, the preparation for a NAPLAN test, and it's something we hear on the talkback lines time and time again. How could that situation be improved as well, Krista? Because it is not in the end the be-all and the end-all either, is a NAPLAN test.
No, it's a point-in-time test and it's narrow as well. You know, like I said, it's only literacy and numeracy. The Australian curriculum has 8 learning areas, which obviously have literacy and numeracy embedded in it. Teachers work to the Australian curriculum and they provide feedback regularly to students. They have report cards to parents and they have parent-teacher interviews with parents. So there's an ongoing, continual conversation and engagement between schools and parents and kids, and that's what it's about. It's not about a point-in-time test once a year or once every 2 years that the kids might sit it. And it just doesn't assist at a school level.
Have you had any support from the other state school teachers' unions, like Western Australia's, for example, Krista?
Well, I know that Western Australia certainly, you know, they're part of the Australian Education Union as well, as we all are. And so, you know, there's a call through the Australian Education Union that we call on the federal government to scrap NAPLAN and develop a new assessment framework that's based on sample testing, but also that it has to have the voice of the teaching profession and us as the Australian Education Union.
It's interesting, Krista. I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you very much.
No worries. Have a great day.
The State School Teachers Union President of Queensland, that's Krista Richardson, and our State School Teachers Union does agree that NAPLAN is no longer fit for purpose. But it makes us pose the question to you, do you reckon NAPLAN should be scrapped? How do you handle the tests with your children? At 9221882, a lot of businesses have also started up, contributing now towards trying to help or assist parents and students in sitting and studying for those NAPLAN tests, but do they actually help or have they contributed to that stress and anxiety around sitting NAPLAN? 9221882. They're very strong comments from the Queensland State School Teachers Union. They want NAPLAN scrapped altogether. What do you make of NAPLAN?